Kalim, Perek Yudzayin, Mishnah Tezayin. This is the last two Mishnahs of this most interesting Perek that deals with all sorts of Inyanei Shiurim. These last two Mishnahs are back to more familiar territory, the Inyanim of Kalim, which Kalim are Roy LeKavotum and which are not. Here we have an interesting type of case. We have Kalim that to the visible eye don't have a clear kibul. However, for whatever reasons, Lashon of the Mefarshim is Ramoim, make false bottoms on the bottom of these kelim, so the kli really does have a kli kibul. Knei moznai, this is a scale, v'hamochoik, and it's also something that's used to measure, Miloshon mechika, it smooths out a big pile of whatever is being sold, tvua, spices, in order to make it flat, in order to measure it accurately. Sheyesh bohen beis kibul matochos. They put in, on the bottom of the scale, Ramoim would put in a piece of metal to weigh down that side of the scale, obviously in order to be able to charge more. It's a lav deraisa, that's for sure, it's an averu chamura. But lemaisa, the kli itself, does have a beis kibul. Similar type of idea is vehoesel, is some type of pole that they would carry, porters would carry packages with. Sheyesh boy beis kibul mois. Seems like the way the Mefarshim explained it, they made a false bottom. The thing itself doesn't have a beis kibul. They made a false bottom to put the money they would receive for the job. Then they'd be able to, I don't have any money, empty out his pockets, there's nothing there. And then he'd be able to be makrish that he was paid, and then he'd be able to put up a fight and maybe get some more money. The kona shall oni sheyesh by beis kibul mayim. There were aniyim, they used to go collecting, they claimed they were starving them, nothing, give me a drink, some food to eat, something. And meanwhile, he had some food or some water in the false bottom in the stick that he was walking with. Umakel sheyesh by beis kibul. Another type of stick that has base kibble that they would put over there, mezuzu margolius. This was a false bottom in order to evade taxes when they would cross from town to town. Harei lutmeh, they mekabel tum, they all are considered a base kibble. Valkulan omer of Yechem and Zake oily im oimer. Obviously, who wants to bask in such halachas? So Yechem and Zake, when he would teach this halacha, he would say, oily im oimer. If I teach these dinim, so I'm teaching ways to ganve rachmon al-tzlan. Oilim loyoyim. Lamaisa, the ramoyim. They're not, one would assume they're not tamidim chachomim. And there are people that could be metame, truma, kotchim, whatever it is, from these kalim, because they consider them things that are that don't transmit tum. Gemara in Bava Basra, Peites, actually has an arichas on it, to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was mislamit, he was mistapik. Could I not teach a chelik of Torah? The Talmidim are not going to paskin properly. On the other hand, how could I teach such things by Rabbim? L'b'soifi was machlet the posel ki yisharam darkei Hashem tzadikim yelchubam poishim yigoshlubam. Tzadikim light up the world and Torah lights up the way for them. Poishim can always find in Torah something to abuse, to misuse. So he taught it. Now, what it would sound like is that it had to be taught, not just because it's a chelik of Torah, but because there could be a mistake made. So let's take a step back, and let's think to ourselves, what would be the tzad shekeneged? Why wouldn't any of the Talmidim that were present not have taught, let's say these halachas would have been skipped. Why would they have made a mistake? What would the mistake be based on? It's a simple kli that has a base kibul. So you look at the Tveres song, the Yochanan is Kuflam and Gimel, and he says the chiddush of the Mishnah is even though the base kibul was made be'isser, afilo hochi it's mekabel tuma. It's hard to understand. It was made be'isser, so what? What is it? A kli, it's like a mitzvah bo b'avera, a kli hanase be'isser. Somebody built a kli on Shabbos or out of Yisurei Hanod, so it's not mekabel tuma. Mishnah Achrayna says that even though the kli kibul is not osu lekabel todeh, that's not the real use of the thing, right? It's just if he wants to fool somebody. So how often does that have to be? It's not clear. If it's used once in a while, so a kli that has a kli kibul that's not used tamid is not called oimid lakach. Also not so clear. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayos seems to say something else. It says, pshute kliyetz, which should be mekabel tuma deraisa. Since you made for them a base kibul, it sounds like it's added to the kli. Kilu, b'hamin it would be not to look at it as part of the kli. In the tzura of the kli itself, nah, the bottom that has a base kibul is not really part of the kli. So it would be a psahamin, a psalom de shahavimin, that you can't consider, since it's there b'seis, so you can't consider it part of the kli. So Mela would be Epsa Havimin, and they wouldn't pass him that way. And Mela, that's why it had to be taught. Mishnah Yudzayin. Tachtis HaTzorfin. This was some type of Kli 8. It was a Kli Kibul that was put under a Tzorif, is somebody who uses fire to smelt different metals. A goldsmith, a silversmith. So they're there. They're shaving the piece of gold in order to make some type of piece of jewelry out of it. And there are little pieces of gold and silver that fall down that should be caught. They're quite valuable. Little shavings of gold and silver add up. So, Mela, you wouldn't want them to get lost. Not like wood chips that fly when a carpenter is working. So, Mela, you want them to catch it. So it has base kibble, tmeo. V'shel nafochim, the thing that's underneath the same type of work table of a blacksmith, it's not osir l'kabbalah. The bottom of where he's working is not osir l'kabbalah. You don't care what falls down. So that's pshutei kli eitz, and it's tahiru. The chiddush over here is that even though the etzem shape is the same, it's not oimid l'kibbalah, it's not miyud l'kabbalah. Goes back a little bit to what we said in the Mishnah before, that maybe the mokim to hear why the false bottom wouldn't render it a kli sheyesh based kibbalah, because it's not oimid l'kach, something like that. So over here also, the shel nafochim, even though in terms of design there is a base kibul, but it's not oimid lakach. So Mela doesn't have a din of a kli sheyesh base kibul. Mashchezes is a piece of wood that they used to use to sharpen knives. Sheyesh ba base kibul shemen. It has a base kibul, l'chara, for shemen. Which means that Some of the times when they were sharpening the knives, what they would do is they would stick it in the base kibul. They would get a film of oil on the knife, and with that it was easier to push back and forth to sharpen it. So it has base kibul for something that's part of its usage. The shein bov, it doesn't have a base kibul. Tahira. That chelik is ganz pashut. Pinkis sheyesh boy base kibul shayva. Pinkus is something that's made of boards of wood, and it's used. Chazal always use it to record. So let's say they would carve on. Let's say a soicha would have how many deliveries he made. So he would make a 1, 2, 3, 4. He would notch on the pinkus or something like that. Sheyesh bebeis kibul shavo. Some of them, the way he would write on it was not by scratching it or by painting. Theoretically, have the same thing, but they would use wax. They would use wax to write their rishimas on the pinkus. So if it has the base kibul for the shava, for the wax, tomei, the shein boy, doesn't have the base kibul for it, so then it's tomei. Then it blibes pshutei kli eitz. We'll just, in the context of this mission, we'll open up an inyan. The Rambam says something different over here, and it's also in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel Hilchos Kelim, that when we talk about the shel nafchin tahira and the tzorfin tmeya, what we're talking about over here is that there's a container of eitz, and there's a base kibul, and the work that's done is meant to fill the kli. I'm not sure exactly what the mitzvah is, but the work is made to fill up the kli with a piece of eitz, and it's meant to be full. There's a base kibul, but it's not meant to be an empty space that one could put in things. It's meant to hold on to the eitz that's in it. And that's the discussion. The Rambam gives us a name. Beis kibul ha'osi l'maloisoi. Beis kibul means there's a space here that's functional. There is a space here that's functional, but the space that's functional, the functionality of it, is to be full of the thing that's put in, and it stays like that. So it's like a wheelbarrow that's permanently filled up. We've mentioned this yisoid before. That something that's permanently filled up, now it's not osui to be used as a base kibul. So then it wouldn't be mekabel tumah. So the Rambam has this klal that Beis Kibul ha'osu l'maloisoi ene Beis Kibul. The Rambam says this also in Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel. We had this amichbash shel ashkef, we had this earlier. That's tamitami because the thing inside is full of avonim. So Reb Chaim, the Chiddush HaGrach al Hashas, has a whole shekloli on this inyan, klapi what do you use the din osu l'maloisoi and klapi what not. Very tiefe pieces, and again, different things that we're not going to go into now. We'll just say over why is this Reb Chaim in Maseches Sukkah Daf Yud Beis, because this is a famous kasha that if we see something that has a Beis Kibul, but it's osu l'maloisoi, as not having a Beis Kibul, then we run into a problem. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah Perek Hey. If a person uses pieces of wood, which is kosher v'schach, but it's something that has a shem kli, and it's mekabel tumah, it's posel v'schach. It's one of the prerequisites in schach is A, it has to be made out of gedule karka, B, it has to be something that's not mekabel tumah. So the Rambam says, sichcha b'chitzim, b'schorim k'shero, you're talking about something like nails that go into a socket. So chitzim is literally arrows. It's a piece that goes in. Bischorim is the piece that goes in. Binekevo is psula is the part that's in the wall that it goes into. Afal pishu osilis malis bebarzel. It's called davar mekabel tumah. So the Rambam says very clearly that even though it's osilis malis, it's considered davar mekabel tumah. What happened now with Klal? And the Pashto is that's a Gemara within Sukkah Daf Yud Beis. Mefarshim asked the Kasha, Aruch Lener, the Malei Haroyim, they suggest different Chilukim. There's a difference between Koidim Shinismala and after Shinismala, the Etzem piece of wood that's Kenekeva meant Lekabel, before something's put in will be Mekabel Toma, after something's put in, it loses its Shem Kli. And Reb Chaim has his raid. Ayin Shom, Arichus Dvar. Now let's go weiter in the Mishnah. Machzelas Hakash Ushvoiferes Hakash. Machzelas is a mat, and it's mentally yeshiva l'shchiva, so it's b'chara miyud l'tumas medris. Kash, by the way, is the part of the tevin that's left over afterwards in the field, so you can make things out of it. So here it was woven into something that's termed l'shchiva. Ushveferes hakash, we have a straw, shveferes a little straw. Over here, a regular straw, of course, wouldn't be mekabel tumah, it doesn't have a base kibble. Over here, you're going to be talking about something that was hollowed out and it was turned into some type of flimsy kli that does have a base kibble. Rabbi Kiva Mitame, he holds that kelim that are made out of kash, like we just said, it's pretty flimsy, it's light. That's enough to be considered a shem kli. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Mitaher, he holds that kli kash is ene b'nei kayoma. Shalom would be to translate it for us into disposable cups. A plastic cup is a midi demiskayim. One of the thin paper cups that they use to take a drink, and people want to know if they can use them for netilas yodayim. Hold it under a faucet, one of these kalim, for 5, 10, 15 seconds. It starts getting soft, and eventually it falls apart after a few minutes. That's ene b'leskayim. That it would be a kli. Reb Shimon Aimer, afshal pakois, if it's made out of a gird, the gird had a tough skin, they would hollow it out, and they would make a kli out of it. Use it for a holder, for a container, for a water pitcher. Ki yoytze behem, it has the din of kelim bekash, and over there also it'll be machlokes between the tannoim. Now the wording of the Mishnah is a little bit interesting. Seems to be a Tanakama over here that there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Kiva by these two kelim that are made out of kash. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, which is usually a loshon of a Tanakh Lekis, af ki yitzibahem. So what we just explained, that af ki yitzibahem, l'cha'ira, what that means is that there's a day of Rabbi Shimon that holds that the machloikis between the Tanoim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Kiva, is a machloikis that makes sense to apply even by glass. And l'chor, then the hesbet that we just said is correct. However, loyta tanakama, that the machloikis is only by clay kash, so the sugi and Shabbos daf samach vov. And what it says over there is that the machloikis is, does kash have a din of eitz? That means, we discussed this at the beginning of kli eitz, that there's a nidin rishonim. This that we say it creates is mekabel tumah, is that anything grows from the ground. Kol gedule karka, or is that dafke eitz? Maybe the machloikis is gufa in that. Maybe the machloikis is whether the top part of the tevin has a shem eitz, because it's like sort of the wood of a chita. The same way there's the wood of a tree, the bark of a tree is obviously wood. So this is the bark, the wood of what grows in a field. That would seem to be what the machloikis is about. So then it's a machloikis that's unique to kash. Has nothing to do with las, with kelim that are made out of pekuas. So the reason why the Rishonim and Shabbos Daf Samach Bava says that machloekes is yichoshev kash eitz or not, because they're going with the Tanakama. Loi to Rishim, it's obviously not a machloekes in kash specifically. So you'll have to say what we just said. It's a shayla on a throw out, whether something that's flimsy and it'll fall apart, whether it has a shem v'kli. Machtzelos kanim v'shel chelef. Machtzelos, again, a woven mat that's made out of kanim, made out of reeds. Chelev is some type of grass. Also, they were able to make mats out of. Tohiro, it's mekabel. It's tor milekabel tumah. The tumah we'd be talking about, the shechiva, the yeshiva, is tumas medrash. But Farshim explained over here, it's not oimid l'shechiva or yeshiva. It's oimid l'shechicha. It's oimid to put on top of a roof for shade. That does not render something an oimid l'kabel tumah. Shveferes hakona. A straw that's made out of some type of kli, that's made out of a reed. Shechatocha lekabolo, he made a maisa in it to turn it into a clay kibol. Ad sheyotzi es kol hakochai, until he takes out all the inside the kone, wasn't hollow, so the inner part, which is probably soft and white, has to be scraped out. Until everything is scraped out, even though he already did the shaping, but doesn't have a shem kli, until it actually functions as such, because the hollowed part is completely hollowed out. You open up the sugi in Shabbos. I mentioned the sugi over there in Daf Yutes and Daf Chof. And the sugi is mechalek between machtzelos kanim gedoyla, machtzelos kanim ketano. A machtzelos kanim gedoyla is oimid l'sichuch and not l'shchivo. A machtzelos kano of Ktano is a medes l'shchiva. It's small, it's big enough to fit one person, so it's made l'shchiva. So then it's miyuid l'tumas medrash. That's what's mufurish over there in the Gemara. Now when you look at Shabbos, Tavkuf Chov Gimel, which is talking about Hilchas Muktzah, which kelim you're allowed to move on Shabbos, L'tzach Kufa Mekoymoy, which are not kelim at all, so it says over there that a kana is not mekabel tumah. Criteria of a shem kli is that kana, even if it's hollowed out, Rashi says over there, and be'etzem, physically it has a base kibul, but it's not meant to put anything in, so it's not a kli kibul. It's any osa lekabel, samela does not have a din to be mekabel tumah. You open up the same type of idea, take pieces of, like we have pieces of bamboo, so you want to take pieces of reed. That was common in those days. So in Hilchas Sukkah, Tofresh Chof Test, the Morgan Avrom says, Kanem afapi sheyesh lam beis kibul ksheirim, kim shalai nasu l'kabola. What we just quoted from Rashi in Shabbos Kuf Chof Gimel. And the Morgan Avrom says, it's not like the Orchaz Chaim. Beis it brings shittis over there, that if the Kanem have a clay kibul physically, they can be mekabel, even though they're not oimid l'kach. The halacha is that they have a shame royal kabbal tumah. You can't use them b'schach. That's the shita of the Orchaz Chaim. He brings a raya from what we mentioned before about chitzim nekevois psulo, because it has a clay kibul. And the tzushtel is not a tzushtel. One is osu l'malois, one is osu l'kabbal, one is not osu l'kabbal. So gedolei achronim kadmonim radbaz. And others already asked, Rav Baz is doiche, v'chumra of the Orchaz Chaim, v'shtei yadayim, Morgan Avram also. And that's, Klal Yisrael's noig that way. You think about it, it's mamash not so different than bamboo. If you have a bamboo that has, theoretically, it's hollowed out, doesn't have the inside, or you have a half a bamboo stick, it's not osuid l'kabel, but theoretically, you would be able to fill it with orange juice. You could fill it with something. You could put in seeds. So it has a base kibul, but the ma'aseh is not osu l'kach. So, Chayr Klai Yisrael does use v'schach. Mang Avram says, V'chein Amad Debar. That's the meaning by Klal Yisrael. Shaz, what's P'shan Darach Is Chayim? So Mishnah's Tara says a whole Arichus. It brings a lot of Marav Kaimis. One idea that's again the Sugi and Sukkah over there in Daf Yud Gimel is what happens if you have L'moshul things that are Oichel that are not Roy L'Kabal Tuma now. You have fresh fruit. They're not Roy L'Kabal Tuma now because they were never Huchsha B'mayim. It's Halacha that Oichel has to be Huchsha B'mayim in order to be M'Kabal Tuma. So over there we say that it's Oimid, since it's Oimid to be Huchsha, so we consider already something that's Dava Mekabal Tuma, even though Benson practically now, it's not Mekabal Tuma. So you would have to say the same type of idea of Kanim, they're Roi Lekabal Tuma, they're even Oimid Lekach, all they need is for a person actually to be Miyachid Lekach. So that's enough, the Oimid Lekach and the physically Roy Lekach is enough to be considered to consider a Dava Lama Kabal Tuma. The Oches Chaim brings a raya from Kana Shel Zeisin. Now Kana Shel Zeisin, they were miyachid lekabolah. So what he means to bring a raya from there is that when something physically has the capability of being a clay kibul, so we see it as such even without a maisa specifically. That's the case by Kana Shel Zeisin. You don't need to do something for it, you just need to designate it. If it's enough to designate it, then it's mamash oimid lekach, not mechusa maisa. So if it's oimid lekach, even though it wasn't designated, that's like a peiros. Shaloi nofel alei mayim, so then the halacha is that it's considered a kli. Where this machlok Yerushalayim might be obgeteiched is the way Reb Chaim, in Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi, in Perches Melachos Mikvos, Negeit Mayim Shuvim says, is that the shaila is something which is any osa lekabola. It's not a kli at all. Or it's a kli that doesn't have a clay kibul. That's a good shaila. Pshute kliates, which is not mekabel tumah deraisa. It's not a cheftz of a kli, or it's a kli that doesn't have the tnai of dumi desak. If it's only a tnai, so if it's not mechusa maisa, so you can hear that batsim it is oimid lekach. If the pshat it's not a kli, so if it's not oimid lekabola, it doesn't have a shem kli at all. It's not enough just to be oimid lekach. It has to be designated lekach. It has to be miyuchad or miyud lekach. Maybe that's not going to join him. That's the raid of this day.